emotive, and friendly. The cryptocurrency market is currently in a state of uncertainty, like a storm is brewing over the horizon. Investors and analysts are all scrambling to figure out when Bitcoin will find its bottom, because no one wants to miss the ride, right?
Friendly but serious. Following the post-halving period, the market has entered a phase of consolidation and volatility, like a pendulum swinging between fear and hope. Predictions about Bitcoin's trajectory. Well, they're as varied as the opinions in a crowded room.
Emotive and friendly, analysts are split. Some think this downturn is a short sprint. Others believe it's a marathon stretching into 2026. It's like debating whether a storm will clear in a day or linger for weeks.
Friendly but serious. This uncertainty highlights how complex forecasting is in a market shaped by macroeconomic forces, regulatory shifts, and institutional dynamics. It's not just about Bitcoin anymore. It's about the world economy.
Emotive and friendly. A bear market extending into 2026. One camp argues Bitcoin's bear market could linger past the typical four-year cycle, stretching into late 2026. It's like saying a thunderstorm isn't going to end anytime soon.
Friendly but serious, this prolonged downturn. It's due to a perfect storm of macroeconomic pressures, rising interest rates, inflationary policies, and geopolitical tensions. It's like the market's been handed a heavy backpack.
Emotive and friendly, investors are now more risk-averse, hesitant to pour capital into something that feels like a roller coaster. It's like watching a crowd at a theme park, all waiting for the ride to stop, but it just keeps going.
Friendly but serious regulatory developments have only added fuel to the fire. Governments and institutions are scrutinizing crypto like it's a ticking time bomb. That uncertainty, it's deterring adoption and deepening the slump.
Emotive and friendly, institutional adoption is also playing a role. Some firms are eyeing Bitcoin as an inflation hedge, but others are pulling back due to regulation and volatility. It's like trying to build a bridge while the ground is shaking.
Friendly but serious. This hesitancy has slowed the influx of institutional capital, which has historically been a key driver of price surges. Instead of a quick recovery, we're looking at a long, slow grind.
Emotive and friendly, picture this. A protracted period of consolidation where investors gradually accumulate Bitcoin at lower prices. It's like a marathon, not a sprint, just slower with more stops along the way.
Friendly but serious. This scenario suggests the cycle bottom could be reached later than expected. The market needs more time to reset, like a clock that's been paused for years.
Emotive and friendly. The elongation of the bear market also raises questions about on-chain metrics. For instance, the amount of Bitcoin held on exchanges is a critical indicator of market sentiment.
Friendly but serious. A rising number of BTC on exchanges often signals investors are preparing to sell. It's like seeing a crowd at a stadium, all ready to exit, creating downward pressure on prices.
Emotive and friendly. This dynamic has kept the market in a holding pattern, with liquidity constrained and selling pressure persistent. It's like a dam holding back a flood. Eventually, it's going to break.
Friendly but serious. Analysts predicting an extended bear market argue that the interplay between macroeconomic factors and institutional behavior will delay recovery. It's a puzzle with no clear answer, just a lot of uncertainty.
Emotive and friendly. The $30,000 to $45,000 price debate at the heart of this uncertainty is the potential price range for the market's low. Many analysts and investors are pointing to a range between $30,000 and $45,000 as a plausible target.
Friendly but serious. This prediction is rooted in on-chain data and historical patterns. It's like looking at the stars to predict the weather. Sometimes it works, sometimes not.
Emotive and friendly. One key factor supporting the $30,000 to $45,000 range is the behavior of Bitcoin reserves on exchanges. When more BTC moves there, it often signals a sell-off is in the works.
Friendly but serious. This shift creates a self-fulfilling cycle. More BTC on exchanges leads to more selling, which drives prices lower. It's like a chain reaction in a crowded room.
Emotive and friendly. The $30,000 level, in particular, feels like a psychological barrier. If that's the low, it could be the moment the market finally finds its footing again.
Friendly but serious. And if that's the case, it's a reminder that Bitcoin's journey is as much about patience as it is about prediction. The bottom might not come when we expect. It might come when we're ready.